I could never do science. That's what high school student Mitzio Campo thought before participating in iUtah's Summer Research Institute. The Institute, an educational outreach element of a statewide research and training program, brings together a number of Utah high school and undergraduate students, as well as teachers, to conduct water research with scientists.
I'm passionate about making science easy for everyone to understand.
That's Louisa Stark, director of the Institute and professor at the University of Utah.
One of our goals is to expose these students to different kinds of research and hopefully spark their interest and enthusiasm for conducting scientific research. It's really important to also expose teachers to this research because each middle school or high school teacher probably has 150 to 200 students each year. By reaching teachers, we're able to reach thousands of students.
The participants engaged in field-based, laboratory-based, and social science water research. They analyzed their data and presented posters at a statewide scientific symposium. Mitzio Campo, who didn't think science was an option, and another high school junior, Joe Galong, were excited to be solving a big problem like water quality rather than just conducting what Galong called a cheesy science experiment with special effects.
I didn't know chemistry was actually used to find out what's in the river, and I thought that was pretty cool how we can tell these different things apart just by taking some water samples.
We did a little study about the isotopes in food water, so we took these food samples, tomato, a banana, and a bell pepper, and we got to splice them open and insert this special probe that measures water isotopes. That would tell us where our food was coming from. Got to go up there and cut up my own pepper and see that it was coming from Holland.
I didn't think science was actually a possibility for me, but now maybe I could explore it more.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Risa Ledbetter.